SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has once again stressed the situation in the country's east is extremely difficult as Russian forces continue to concentrate maximum efforts in the Donbas. Mr. Zelensky says Russian forces have amassed maximum artillery and reserves in the area and are using air and missile strikes.
As expected, the situation in the Donbas is extremely difficult. The occupiers are trying to achieve the goals they hoped to achieve in the first days of the war after February 24th, at least before the 100th day of the war. That's why they have concentrated maximum artillery and reserves. They are using both missile and airstrikes.
Mr. Zelensky says Ukrainian forces are doing everything possible with currently available defense resources.
We are protecting our land in a way that our current defense resources allow us. We are doing everything to reinforce it, and we will reinforce it. If the occupiers think that Lyman and Severodonetsk will be theirs, they are wrong. The Donbas will be Ukrainian because it's us, it's our essence. Even if Russia brings destruction and suffering there, we will rebuild every city and every community. There is no, and there won't be any, real alternative to Ukrainian flags.
United States officials say Vladimir Putin has achieved exactly zero of his strategic objectives as Russian forces surround the city of Severodonetsk. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the Russian troops are continuing to face a stiff resistance.
Our assessment is that the Russians continue to make some incremental gains in the Donbas. Not great magnitude, not leaps and bounds. They are facing and continue to face a stiff Ukrainian resistance, which is why I won't go so far as to say it's too late to provide the Ukrainians with any system or capability that they might need, because they are very active in the fight and they have pushed back the Russians. Up near Kharkiv, they continue to push the Russians back. They're going on offensives of their own.
Severodonetsk's mayor, Oleksandr Stryuk, says at least 1,500 people have been killed in the city and about 12,000 to 13,000 remain, where he said 60% of residential buildings have been destroyed. And the United Nations is extremely concerned about the fate of civilians in Ukraine. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says airstrikes, missile attacks, and shelling continue to be reported in different parts of the country.
Our colleagues are extremely concerned about the fate of civilians as hostilities further escalate in the eastern oblasts, particularly in Luhansk and Donetsk. Airstrikes, missile attacks, and shelling continues to be reported in different parts of the country. Our humanitarian colleagues tell us that the eastern part of Kharkiv, which has recently been relatively calm, was shelled yesterday. In the past 2 days, the central Dnipro-Tevska Oblast and southern Sumska Oblast and southern Mykolaivska and Zaporizhska Oblasts have also been targeted, resulting in civilian casualties and damage to civilian infrastructure.
Mr. Dujarric says the United Nations has now reached 7.6 million people with humanitarian aid.
We are continuing also to ramp up our efforts to provide life-saving humanitarian aid and support to millions of Ukrainians impacted by the war. We've now reached 7.6 million people. That's an 11% increase from the 6.85 we reached by the end of last week. More than 6.5 million have also been reached with food assistance, compared with 6 million the week before. Some 2.6 million people have received health support, 30% more than a week ago. 1.4 million people have received cash assistance, just over doubling the 690,000 people reached last week.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.